We celebrate the saxophone and spirit of Charles Lloyd on his birthday with a reprise of his set at the Newport Jazz Festival, free-flowing and in surround sound on Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater. The Newport Jazz Festival has been on this earth for almost 60 years, going through many changes, but always celebrating the heart of jazz, discovery through improvisation. For his uncompromising and serious music, the 2011 Newport Jazz Festival was eager to present Charles Lloyd. He could bring any group he wanted, they told him. Charles said yes, and he would bring Sangam. It's an East-West trio with only one CD, a live CD. They have few performances on the schedule, but we have one right here on Jazz Set. Tabla drummer Zakir Hussein sits cross-legged on a beautiful carpet to the left. Eric Harland is to the right at the drums. And in the center, the veteran musician Charles Lloyd plays his saxophone and more. Thank you. Jazz Set is at Newport for Sangam, the trio led by Charles Lloyd. Lloyd always wears a hat. Today, it's a lightweight striped cotton fez-style hat and plays a variety of instruments, tenor, flute, piano, and more, much more.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sangam, three spirits flowing together, Charles Lloyd, Zakir Hussain, and Eric Harland. The music comes from their one and only album, released in 2006 by the ECM label. Sangam came together then to honor the late drummer Billy Higgins, a dear, dear friend of Charles and great influence on his music. I'm sure the feeling was mutual. We celebrate Charles Lloyd on his birthday with his set from the Newport Jazz Festival in Surround Sound on Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater. Charles Lloyd has taken a personal path over a long career that began in Memphis. That's where I was born. And my father, Matthew Garrett, was one of Charles Lloyd's teachers at Manassas High School in Memphis. Young Charles was a sideman in some great blues bands there. He moved to Los Angeles, earned his master's degree at the University of Southern California, and worked consistently in the 1960s with drummer Chico Hamilton and in Cannonball Adderley's band, to name two. The high point came with the Charles Lloyd Quartet's appearance at a great rock venue, the famous Fillmore in San Francisco, and then the recording of Forest Flower live at Monterey. Ooh, that was one of my favorite albums. Forest Flowers sold over 1 million copies, but it was the beginning of the end of these first chapters in Charles Lloyd's career. He withdrew to live in Big Sur in California, find solitude and a new way of living. It was more than a decade before Lloyd came back to performing. And this Sangam trio is Charles Lloyd on saxophone, including this Hungarian tarogato, Zakir Hussain on tablas and vocals, and Eric Harlan on drums. Eric has been playing the piano too. This group is fluid.
タケタ。タケテタケタ。タケテタケタ。クレタケタクレタケタ。タケテタケタケタ。タケタタタケタタタタタケタタタタクレタケタケタタタケタタタタケタタタタタカ。クレタケタクレタケタクレタケタクレタケタクレタケタクレタケタクレタケタクレタケタクレタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタケタ
Thank you.
Sangam, meditation with great momentum at the Newport Jazz Festival. Newport's Jason Alain remembers the scene, saying it was profound and remarkable that Sangam was able to hold the attention of the thousands of folks at the main stage, as there were only three people on stage, and two of them were percussionists. They are Charles Lloyd with Zakir Hussain and Eric Harland. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater receives support from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works.
A reviewer at allaboutjazz.com called Zakir Hussain and Eric Harland Charles Lloyd's ultimate wingmen. They let him soar when he wants to, but they are also fully capable of burning on their own. Now that's a nice image from the writer Matt Cibula. Zakir Hussain, born in Mumbai, is a master. He made his first trip to the United States in 1970, before he was 20. Over the decades, Hussain has worked with guitars, George Harrison, Shakti with John McLaughlin, and banjoist Bela Fleck nowadays. And drummer Eric Harland from Houston, Texas, is a longtime member of Charles Lloyd's quartet. Eric played with three groups here at Newport: Sangam, James Farm, and the Avishai Cohen Trio. Sangam is more quiet now. Charles on flute. Ooh, I love his flute work. Zakir, the vocalist. Eric on piano.
New. Umbrellas are open at Newport, but the people have stayed with the free-flowing music of Sangam. Charles Lloyd, Zakir Hussain, Eric Harland. Namaste, I would say. The audience asked for more, but they are happy with what they've been given. Newport Jazz Festival coverage is a joint project of the Newport Jazz Festival, led by George Ween, and NPR Music. Anya Grundman and Kevin Waite, WGBH Boston, and WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark. Thanks to everyone, and we'll have more from Newport on Jazz Set. Our recording is by Steve Remote and the Orasonic Limited team. Surround sound mix by Jazz Set's Duke Marcos. Becca Pulliam produces Jazz Set. Executive producer, Thurston Briscoe III. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. You can listen to our shows and comment, if you want, at jazzset.npr.org or talk to us on Facebook at the Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater page. It's all about the conversation, baby. I'd love to see you there.